Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I had Gable Brett. See, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. And how wicked was it? A crazy ass night here tonight. We throw it down. We got a full house here this evening on the Wicked Wednesday. Let's do this thing. It's the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart is going to step up and kick it with us. Babano throws it down. We've got Joe Ranieri kicking it. We got Pete Yiannopoulos. We got a full house here on the Wicked Wednesday. Let's call it a hologram Wednesday tonight. It's a wicked hologram Wednesday, Sirius XM, Channel 204. And I would say, you know what? I would start to flip out right now and tell you how sick I am of television lights and green screens and all this other crap. But we're not going to do that because it's been such an epic night tonight in the world of sports. All right. So we're sort of like Spinal Tap. You know what? Our Stonehenge look better in the diner, actually. You know, it's not to scale, of course. All right. Let's rock and roll. Let's do this thing. All right. So we got to give credit to the Las Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Let's start off giving some love to Vegas. Full credit to the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. It's really hard to actually go 60 minutes of physical hockey when you had about 13 cheap shots, slew-footed people, hit people behind the back, hit people with your stick, elbow people in the face, scratched and made the Canadians bleed, and you didn't get a single penalty. You know, I've got three words for you right now. Suck it, Gary! Can you hear that? Can you hear the echo? Suck it, Gary, 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 Gary. We're crashing a party. We're crashing a party. All right? This is like Costanza. I'm not welcome in Del Boca Vista. We're going to be in the pool. We're going to be on the shuffleboard. We're going to be on the basketball court. I'm going to be in the jacuzzi. All right? We're crashing a party, Gary. And this isn't all the Montreal Canadiens are getting screwed. They screwed the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, as if. Anyone watch? Remember we watched Colorado and Vegas play? It was very entertaining. They were flying around and stuff. They were killing each other. Yeah, Vegas went seven straight periods without a penalty. Why don't you just give them the cup right now? I mean, that's what you're trying to do. That's what you're trying to do. So, yeah, you remember that Vegas-Colorado series? Remember that series and all those people? Well, if you watch that Western Conference hockey, oh, compared to the Canadian junior stuff. Oh, that's Northern Division. That's Pee Wee hockey. Oh, the crowd in Vegas. The crowd, yeah. You know what? Matt Perrault was right. The crowd in Vegas was loud tonight. Go, Habs, go. Go, Habs, go. Including Hall of Famer Tim Raines. We don't need it to be loud in Montreal. You know why? Because we got banners. You guys got casino chips? We got banners. Suck it. You got a series, bitches. Let's go. Late Night Anger Management Class has become it's the Wicked Wednesday. Oh, and it's golf. We got to get gentlemanly. We got to get gentlemanly tonight. Let's get gentlemanly on the Wicked Wednesday. Let's see if the trolls come flying out. No, I think they only come out when the Canadians lose. So listen, we're fired up. Crazy night tonight, man. The Atlanta Hawks came back from 26 points down. 26 points. They were down 26. And listen, man, the Assassins, they're already out for Doc Rivers' head right now. Clipper fans are saying, I told you so. And speaking of the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard gets injured. And somehow the Clippers are balling. I'm telling you what, man. If the Utah Jazz lose this game, you guys are the biggest disgrace and the biggest embarrassment to the history of basketball. Like, it's one thing for Milwaukee to choke in Brooklyn, all right? If you lose this game, you're going to ruin my mood, man. I'm all happy about the Montreal Canadiens. Cha-ching. Cha-ching. All right, so crazy night, man. The Atlanta Hawks come back with 26. And, you know, the biggest underdogs. It's a real Cinderella story, guys. You know, it's funny, like, how, you know, the Canadiens won't get credit for that, right? They're not going to get credit, right? They get mocked for before the series by a bunch of jackasses that couldn't spell NHL if I spotted them the H, okay? These guys don't even know what a blue line is. Like, you know, like, really. You hear the Vegas announcer tonight during the game? That's a penalty on Montreal, which means that Vegas has an advantage. You got to explain it to them. Oh, yeah, those fans, I'm sure Carey Price is really intimidated by some guy that's wondering, is that offside? What's offside, honey? Huh? What? Huh? Like, come on. Come on. All right, so the Montreal Canadiens, we told you they're going to play better this evening. We didn't know they're going to be able to win. Vegas are damn good. We're not coming at Vegas. Where are all the people? Oh, the Canadiens will get swept. Won't be able to win a game. I understand their take because the Canadiens are the biggest underdogs in the history of sports in the last 31 years. So let's give them credit for it. Wow. The little losers with the most Stanley Cups in league history. The little losers. Good job, little Timmy. Hey, Timmy, good for you. Hey. Now you're going to go play hockey in a real city. In a real hockey city with 24 banners hanging. I don't care how many fans are in the building. Get ready. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You know, as long as we're in a wrestling mode, actually, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the raging redhead Cam Stewart, Babano. We got Joe Ranieri stepping up in it. It's like we've got golf majors, the Sixers. What a great night, man.
the Sixers choke and the Canadians win. But I think we need Cam to give us a couple of impressions right now. And shout out to the dude. Well done, that sent us the price is right.
Ooh, when you need a win and you're desperate, you gotta go to Carey Price. Let's say Vegas, the price is right. Montreal wins 3-2.
Now I'll go Eddie Kretschmann. All you jerks out there, all you non-believers, and I'll go like the half English, half French, because he's got the great accent. Like, all you non-believers out there, all you jerks, now we go to a real hockey city with 24 banners. Friday night, the Bell Center, Montreal, be there. I need money.
Listen, Strangler Steve DeSalvo, my man Gilles de Fish Poisson is going to put you in a pretzel in Laval. You're going to be there. You're going to get your ass kicked. You heard it here first. I need the Brain Creechman style. That's the best. I need money.
I need money.
I need money.
Yeah, he can sell like nobody else. Those Rougeau brothers, those jerks. Those jerks. Bunch of jerks.
Guy uses my lines. Jerks.
I've got the best stable of stars in the world.
I'll tell you, man.
Gilles de Fish Poisson.
I got some grievances though, Gabe. Before we get to some stuff, and it's funny, the coach DM'd me after the show later on, and we'll get to the hockey game because I really want to like talk about a lot of things there. But you said it, and I'll give you credit for it. Ben Simmons is a clown. If you're an NBA player and you go 4-for-14 from the line, that's just like you're not Shaquille O'Neal where the ball's basically a cue ball in your hand. You're a regular athlete. This guy's pathetic. This Philadelphia team, this could go down. Gabe, I don't know what to tell you. Like, we talk choke jobs. It's three nights in a row. I told you about the NBA. I don't want to hear no sound effects. I don't want to hear anything. This league, it's turned upside down. Teams with 23-point leads, 20-point leads, whatever. Nobody can close. It's an absolute joke. It's a joke. And this guy is a stooge. I can't believe at the end of games how bad this guy is. He's awful.
I've never been a big Ben Simmons fan. And people, you don't know what you're talking about, Moran.
He sucks.
Like, as if. Like, we were looking at rankings the other night because I got into it with Teddy Covers. And, you know, Teddy too. Although, I'll wait tomorrow. I don't want to talk about his back, but Teddy's like big Ben Simmons, and Philadelphia's the best team and all this. It's like, yeah, Ben Simmons is a great basketball player, except he can't hit free throws, he can't score, and he can't shoot. So other than that, I guess he's good off the court. He's banged all the Kardashians, right? So I'll give him credit for that. I don't know. He's got pretty crisp hair and stuff. It's always, his hair looks pretty fresh all the time. You know what I mean? Like, what's this kid bring to the table besides attitude? Like, and oh, he's this, oh, he's that. Yeah, he's that and this, except he can't hit a shot. Like you said, Cam, DeAndre Jordan's a better free throw shooter than he is.
Oh, no, like, it's DeAndre unacceptable. You know, Gabe, like, you can make a case, right? That's what I'm talking about. Like, Shaquille O'Neal's hands are the size of, like, my television. It's like they're monsters. So when he holds the ball, it's basically like throwing a pool ball into a net, like, which is hard.
Ping pong ball.
Yeah. There's no ping pong ball. There's no excuse for this guy. You're not a big man who's, like, 7 feet tall. Like, you're a guy that should be able to at least, like, 4-for-14, Gabe. Think about it. Any NBA player, like, that's pathetic for Shaq at the line. Like, I don't even know what to say. That is, like, it's gross. And think about those 10 points. When me and you and the coach had the prop, right, he finishes with 21 combined. He needs 28 or 29, depending on when you bet it. And the guy misses 10 free throws.
I told you. He's a loser.
Ridiculous. God.
Yeah, yeah. He's an embarrassment to Australia.
It's true.
I told Dubsy. No Andrew Gaze. He's no Andrew Gaze.
No, he's not.
I don't know. Ben Simmons, dude, the guy's got, like, some of the most talented in the NBA. All kidding.
No, he's good.
He really does.
Defensively.
He's got a ton of talent.
Yeah.
Yet, Cam, there's no excuse for it. Like, you've been in the league, bro. Like, there's, number one, you can't hit a three-point shot. So, like I remember, like, when the Raptors played the Sixers, they would have beaten the Raptors. They won 7 games, and it took Kawhi Leonard's shot. It was going to go to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Ben Simmons, like, couldn't score. So, like, basically, when Ben Simmons got the ball, the Raptors could, like, just shift everywhere else. It was like, he will not shoot. Don't worry. Double team Butler, double team Embiid, because he's, like, a non-factor offensively, and it's a detriment. He's a good defensive player, but now they've discovered that he's a choker and he can't hit free throws. But I'm just stating, you know, Ben, spend less time hanging out at the pool in Miami Beach with whatever Kardashian it is and learn to shoot the ball. Like, shooting a basketball isn't some God-given ability. It's work. It's pretty simple. Steph Curry played high school basketball in Toronto. He wasn't even that good, right? Like, now he's one of the best three-point shooters ever. It's work. It's pretty simple. You work at the shot, it'll, you know what I mean? Take 500 shots a day, you'll be a better shooter. He doesn't do it. So at some point, you got to say, you know what? You just don't care about getting better. I've never liked Ben Simmons.
No, I'm not a fan. I'll say this. For all the guys who did miss the show today, we talked about this, and we never practice what we preach. And honestly, I hope you did it. But the Atlanta Hawks were 55-1. And we said if they win this game, what would the number be? You make that one bet, you could put 20 to 50 bucks on it. You're in a hedge situation. It's 55-1. It's like a guy winning from a mid-pack in a golf tournament. This is 5-1. It's ridiculous. And Montreal, on some sites we know, Gabe, these guys, Vegas before the series, I saw it up to like 1,200. Like, you could be in situations. It's unbelievable. Me and you, one thing we got to start doing is playing more futures with dogs. It's simple mathematics. It's hard to do it sometimes because he's got a million things going on, but that's the way to get the big score.
Yeah, you're kind of killing my Canadians buzz here, Gabe. You come in talking about the Sixers.
No, don't worry. I just had a couple things off my chest, and I didn't mean to be angry. It's just a couple things in the NBA that I had to get off my chest, and I told you I wasn't going to bet it tonight, stupid league. I told you, I'm done. Don't ask me about whatever. You can say 44 minutes, I'm done. Hockey's great. Montreal Canadiens in the under, baby. We hang on. Game should have gone even more under. They score goals off the faceoff. I'm in a great mood tonight because of that. Hockey saved our butts like it's done the whole damn playoffs. Fantastic. See, now I'm in a better mood.
All right, yeah, the Montreal Canadiens, cash is dogs. I want to get an updated series price. Coming into tonight, Vegas were -850 at FanDuel. They were -850 on the series price.
Yep.
And the updated series price is now -340,
whoa,
which is actually
whoa.
What it should have been, and even a little lighter to open the series. That was more like – so right now it's funny, too, because I actually liked Montreal to be up 2-1, if you remember, but I didn't like the fact that they only were paying 280. I'm telling you right now, the Montreal Canadiens will win on Friday night. The Canadiens aren't chokers at home. Like, they're not like, oh, they're going to go home. What's going to happen? No. They won that solitary game against the Leafs. They won the two games against the Jets. They're 3-0 at home in the playoffs. And I anticipate them winning. I don't think it'll be too much for them. And, like, you know, for all the bad takes out there and stuff like that about, oh, the Canadiens are disadvantaged. They play in the worst division. And remember, too, oh, Colorado and Vegas. Look how fast it is, like a different brand of hockey. I told you, jackasses. The Western Conference has always been more entertaining. The Big 12 is more entertaining than conferences. Doesn't mean they're better. The Eastern Conference is like, it's like the Big 10. It's smash mouth. It's different. And it's all styles. And you see, the Canadians are able to clog the lanes and stuff if it's not the same style of hockey. And I want to make another point here is, I don't care how many fans. I'll tell you what, the 3,500 people in there, you know the magic feeling is going to be in that building with 3,500 people? Better than 17,000 yahoos that don't even know what a red or blue line is, right? So the atmosphere in Montreal is going to be way better. And the fait accompli. What division are Vegas in? Who do they even play, Kev? So they go from Vegas to Los Angeles to play the Ducks and the Kings.
That's Jay Sharkey.
They go
brutal.
That's as far as they go. So their biggest trip this year was to, San Jose, San Francisco. Well, get on a plane, fly 3,000 miles, guys. Welcome to Quebec. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Network. Oh my kind of anger master class, this is portrait, I am the mobility. My chat is starting to fill up, but it's not as hostile as it would be if the Canadians would have lost, Cam. They like to see me suffer, right? People would be coming out. And I see somebody saying right now, I don't know who's this, Daniel? All right, I'll speak slowly. I don't like dumbing it down for the audience, Daniel, but I'm going to speak slowly for you, all right? When I said that I talked about Anaheim, San Jose, and these places, see, Daniel, why I brought that up, Daniel, is because I'm sure you've never been to Vegas before. I don't know if you've left your mom's basement, your basement, but Las Vegas and Los Angeles, Daniel, is about a 35 to 40 minute flight. A charter flight. Phoenix to Las Vegas is another charter flight. This is the first time in about a year and a half or two, because last year they were in a bubble, that the Las Vegas Golden Knights have taken a plane on a road trip. They haven't gone 3,000 miles anywhere forever. And oh yeah, it's also the first time, and people aren't bringing this up, and if you don't think it's possible, ask the Phoenix Suns if this is possible. They're going to be tested for COVID all the time now. They're not tested for COVID all the time now in Vegas. They don't care. Part of the deal was you must get off the plane, get on a team bus, go right to the hotel. You're not allowed to be in public. And, oh, yeah, daily COVID testing. Who knows? Maybe Marc-Andre Fleury has COVID, and he doesn't know it yet. He's about to find out. Maybe a Quebec doctor will make it happen, Cam. Sorry, you got COVID. Positive.
That's the best. They're in the laboratory. Hey,
Doctor,
hey,
Dr. St. Pierre. Dr.
What the bad? Yeah. Yeah, Jacques.
Louis, on the COVID 19, say, I'll pause you. Not allowed to play. Government law. Can't play. Imagine if Quebec just went that way. Sorry. Provincial doctors say, you know, you're at risk. You can't play.
That's the best. We took the wrong beaker. We got the wrong, the sample was incorrect, and he is definitely got COVID. Yeah, no, that'd be the best. Big, they switch it up in the lab.
Big press conference. We have discovered that Max Pacioretty, Mark Stone, Peter Angelo and Marc-Andre Fleury all have COVID. The rest of the team is allowed to play, but Marc-Andre Fleury, Shea Theodore, Peter Angelo, Max Pacioretty, and Mark Stone not allowed to play on Friday or Sunday. I'll be the doctor if they patch. I'd do it. Just imagine showing up. I have the balls to do it. Yeah, I'm the doctor, the head of the Quebec COVID, and I tell you now, we cannot allow Marc-Andre Fleury to play.
Another thing.
He must be in quarantine for 21 days.
Think about this. Think about this, how close the Canadians have been. You don't think these fans, like, these guys aren't regular fans. They're psychopaths. They're going to find out where, like, Vegas is staying. They're going to be, like, there's going to be plans in the works to try to, like, I would not be shocked if they brought, like, it's going to be like a magic act. They're going to pull every rabbit out of the hat try to, like, get these guys distracted, even though they're in quarantine.
No, I think it's only in the best interest of public safety that we test everybody repeatedly. Just for public safety. Like, you're right, dude. And you know what? Should be like the UFC in the Olympics, man. Should, like, knock on Pacioretty's door, like, 5:30 a.m. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, we're here for the COVID test. You must take the COVID test now. Like, 5 in the morning type thing. They should show up. No, the doctors must come at 4:30 in the morning to do the test with you. So we see you at 4 in the morning. It'd be too good, man. Hey, I was at a UFC event with Jazz, who's in our chat, and they just made it up on the spot. Normally, it's like a no contest, Cam. Patrick Cote got, like, an illegal shot, and they're like, yeah, we award Patrick Cote to win. They raise his hand.
Amazing.
Like, we're like, yeah, Quebec, yeah. It was the most rigged thing ever. We're like, yes, Quebec. I remember me and Jazz were laughing. And I say this as a Quebecer. So I'm aware. They're corrupt as anything. Trust me. And I wouldn't put it past. Like, if I was Vegas, I'd, like, be keep a very close eye on everything that you do in Montreal. Like,
that's a good point. Yeah, like, the food, the drink. Like, you better not give a stranger anything.
The guy who works in the hotel is a Canadian fan. I guarantee you.
Exactly.
Like, it's not even if. Like, he is. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's true.
Can you imagine? There's all kinds of evil things. For all we know, there's a worker that works at the hotel that knows he has COVID, and he's like, I'm going to go into work tomorrow, and I'm going to spread it to the Las Vegas team as much as I can. Like, you don't know. Let's bring in Bob Bano. What's up, Bob Bano?
I mean, unbelievable game tonight by the Montreal Canadiens. And look, we got a series. I always thought we were going to have a series.
All right.
Hey, tonight.
Oh boy. Hey, geez. I got to tell you something, Gabe. Like, when you were talking for 5 minutes, you were sounding like a Skip Record to me too. So I'm just hanging in there because we know how to plow through this stuff. So I got no idea. We're fighting the sound waves right now. Woo, 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 woo. But anyway, if you guys can hear me and it's clear, it's all good.
Clear.
But good.
We had a problem.
Yeah, dialed in.
All right, repatch him in, Radar.
Repatch him in.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, I got another thing, Gabe. It's not really sports rage or whatever. I was just thinking about a lot of things tonight, and a lot of things pissed me off, little things. Why the hell are the Utah Jazz trying to be the Phoenix Suns too? Those uniforms suck. You guys are Utah. They're purple and yellow. They're not the same spectrum as the Suns. Like, what the hell are they doing in the NBA? It's ridiculous. I don't know if people like this stuff and you want to get different jerseys. I get it. But you're like Karl Malone in the day. You are a purple. Like, what happened to the old Jazz? You know, they're just modernized the regular Jazz uniform. We got a color pattern, brown, red, yellow. That's Phoenix Suns, bro. Like, what are these guys doing? It sucks. Anyway, that's another thing. Those uniforms blow.
I'm going to disagree.
I don't like them.
I understand that they don't really fit Utah.
They don't. That's my whole point.
Yeah,
they don't fit.
Yeah, but the Karl Malone jerseys and those uniforms suck.
Nah, they're better than those.
Like,
nah,
no, they're not. Like,
they're ripping off Phoenix. I don't like it. Phoenix Suns.
They're trying not to be boring, sterile white guys. They're trying to sell.
I get it. I get it. I think they suck, but that's just me. We have a difference of opinion. Like, they're too similar with their patterns of like the sun and stuff like that. You're Utah. Come up with something original though. That's the Suns. Like that they can have the sun pattern and all the other stuff. That's just my opinion. We agree to disagree.
I think we have a battle here. What's up, Abano?
Yeah, I agree. The Phoenix jersey should look the colors of, you know, blue and that dark, you know, dark blue color that they wore in the 90s with Karl Malone and John Stockton. They should go back to that.
Utah,
it does
Utah.
Look a lot like the Phoenix Suns. Yeah.
Phoenix jerseys are great. What are you talking about?
No, Phoenix are fine. I got a problem with Utah.
You're talking about. No.
I'm sticking to my guns. We agree to disagree. I think I get it. You're selling jerseys. I think they suck. You think they're cool. That's fine. They could have done a modernized jersey. But anyway, you're right. That's beside the point. We should be celebrating tonight, Canadians in the under. It's glorious. Absolutely glorious.
You guys are going to say that Miami Heat, Miami Vice jerseys are no good now.
Yeah, they're all right. They're all right. I don't mind a little pink. Like, that's Don Johnson. And I can roll with that. But you can't do spectrums, like, all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm realizing, Kent, you hate Utah. But think between their basketball team and their jerseys that's just really getting under your skin. I'm not going to lie to you. The first time I saw them, I said the same thing. I'm like, what are you guys? California team now?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, what are you, San Diego? You think you're L.A. or something? Like, you're rolling out this. Like, the thing is, I think the jerseys are actually cool, and they're cooler than their jerseys normally are. And number two, you have a real hate on for Real Salt Lake City, too, the football team. The MLS.
Yeah, I do, because it's
so
stupid. Like,
yeah, Utah, you got bad uniforms. Like, think about it, right, Kemp? So they got glamorous uniforms,
and
you ripped off Real Madrid's name.
It's pathetic.
What the hell are you doing?
It's actually pathetic. You know what, Utah, you got to get better. No, I drove across the United States. I got a ticket in Utah. Thing is, it's such a beautiful place, too, but God, man. Like, there's so many people there just waiting to bust you. Like, hey, we'd be living there, Marenzi. We'd be in jail in that town. We wouldn't have a chance.
I never stepped foot in that state.
I have, and I almost got like to jail. You got to pay a ticket on the spot, or they throw you in the clink. But anyway, here's the problem.
I've never met a Utah State Trooper before, and I don't want to.
Don't.
No offense.
You're in big trouble.
Stay safe to law enforcement out there, but I don't want to meet you.
I don't need to meet you. Think about it. They're giving me grief. They'll look at you, Gabriel Morenci, born Montreal, Quebec. You're already done. You're in the back of the car. They might hogtie you. I'll tell you this, too. Denver Nuggets, that's another thing. What's up with the spectrum? I like the new Denver thing because they made it modernized, but you can't have three teams with color spectrums in the same damn conference, Utah, Phoenix, and Denver. I rest my case.
All right, Cam's uniform rage here. All right.
Yeah, uniform rage, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way,
I'm seeing them now. What's with the orange and yellow in the Utah jersey? I hate it.
Yeah, what do you mean you're seeing them now, Batty? You think you just seen them for the first time?
I'm just focusing on them. I'm looking hard at them. And yeah, it's too much like Phoenix. No, they're good. They actually look good, but they're too much like Phoenix.
They're nothing like Phoenix. Phoenix is dark. The valley. It's different.
Yeah. I think it's...
Sun colors, though. Get away from the sun colors, Phoenix.
While we're on jerseys, that Vegas Golden Knights red jersey is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, some fan was there. That's another bad jersey. But let's get on with some positive talk.
All right, yeah, let's get to the game. I'm going to come on and celebrate the game. Cam starts raging about the basketball. Now he's bitching about Utah's jerseys.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just worried about Utah winning the game. Are they winning the game yet or what? No, they're going to lose.
They're down six.
That's what I'm saying.
A bunch of losers.
Yeah, can you believe this? Unbelievable.
I'm going to snap, man. I got a money line parlay. They're down four now. They better win this game, man.
I'm going to tell you, you said it. If they can't win this game without Kawhi Leonard, like, you guys are unbelievable. They've basically handed it to you on a platter. Like, this team's too much, man. They're too much. But
it's like Milwaukee. No Harden, no Kyrie Irving. You still can't beat them. It's like, what you're losers, like these.
You know what the crazy thing is? Hockey and basketball have changed places this year. Like, hockey's been so, like, amazing, games down to the wire. Basketball team's blowing 23-point leads. What the hell is going on in this league?
It's a bizarre world. You're right. Backwards. Also, NBA series is usually done when it's down two games. Not in the NBA, suddenly. All right, Pabano jumps in on the other side. Let's go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Grid. I am Gabe Morenci, Sirius XM Channel 204. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates, Sports Grid, Radio Networks, Cam Stewart kicking it with us. We got to get into the golf. We got Babano. So, Babano, what'd you think about the game tonight? Did you cash a bunch of tickets on this game this evening with the Montreal Canadiens?
It was a really good game for me because I've already got the series over 5.5 games, so we're guaranteed 5 games now, and I think we're damn sure going to go 6 at least, so I'm feeling good about that. I had Montreal plus a half goal first period and plus 185 first period money line as well with Montreal tonight, and I had Montreal plus 1.5 goals. I didn't take the money line because I already had a small piece of Montreal plus 450 in the series, so I stayed off the money line, but the other three bets cashed. Montreal first period puck line, money line, and then the plus 1.5 for the full game, minus 120. So very happy with the result. And as I said, I thought we'd have a series. It would be competitive. Not saying Montreal's winning for sure, but the nonsense that Vegas would win in 4 or 5 was just that. Nonsense. I mean, you saw tonight, Jeff Petrie back. It made a world of difference. It means we didn't have to see Brett Kulak and Eric Gustafson, the 5-6 defensemen for Montreal as much. I give Petrie all the credit in the world, gutting through it, playing with bloodshot red eyes tonight and getting back in the lineup. And now everybody could slot back into their normal defensive pairings. It made a difference. And I thought Tyler Toffoli played a great game. I thought he needed to step up a little after game one, and he sure did that. And when Vegas made their push in the third period, Carey Price did what you would think he can do, and that's shut the door. And Vegas made their push. You could say they could have tied it, but at the end of the day, they didn't tie the game because Carey Price made the saves he had to. Weber blocking shots, all the defensemen, big shot blocks down the stretch. It was just a great team effort, and they stepped it up. And unlike the last game, guys, where they only played really one good period the first 20 minutes, they played a complete game tonight, and that's why they're tied.
Well, they didn't even play a good first period. They only played a good first 8 minutes. 6 minutes, like 8 minutes. It's a little exaggerated. They played a good first period the other night. Came together for them this evening. They had their legs tonight. That was a thing. And I knew it would be a difference. Shaquille O'Neal, Cam, it was funny because last night we were talking about it on the show. And, you know, basketball and hockey are different. But they were talking about the Phoenix Suns and the layoff for the Suns. And they said, you know, I can't help them. Phoenix are killing it, right? Like, exactly. They don't want to be off. And now they're going to be off for, like, 10 days or something or whatever. Who knows how long they'd be off for. And Shaquille O'Neal would know. I mean, the guy's played a lot of championships and had rest and stuff. And he said 5 days is the cutoff. He said you don't want to be long. Once he said, once you're if less than 5 days, you can still have the same rhythm. He said, like, if it's more than 5 days, it's starting over type of thing. And plus, we talked about it with Blessing tonight. It's hot as hell in Vegas right now. It's like 116 degrees today, right? The Canadians aren't used to that heat, even though they're inside all the time and stuff. Like Blessing said, once you get the building full of people and stuff, it's hot as hell. You could see the Canadian players were kind of breathing heavy the other night. And they didn't play hockey in a week, right? And Vegas was perfect for them. They played on Thursday night. Like, they had 3 days off. It was, like, perfect timing for them. Of course, Gary set it up that way. But nevertheless, the drive for 25 is alive, Gary. You can't stop us. You can try. It's like silver, and they tried to stop the Raptors. Can't do it. We're crashing a party. I'm telling you, Canadians versus Islanders. It's going to happen. All right, so let's get into Cam's bag, his golf bag. Let's rock, Cam, and we'll get see what
Yeah, panel, U.S. Golf Open, Torrey Pines.
That's right.
Babano, you're like, honestly, I love you, man. You just kill me. It's a yes. It's
we know it's at Torrey Pines. Yeah,
by the way, Babano,
Torrey Pines.
I had a nice bowl of soup sitting on the thing when I'm done the show. I have some soup and crackers right in your wheelhouse there. Let's take soup and crackers at any price. I'll say this, you know, Torrey Pines, it's going to be a great tournament. 7,652 yards, par 71. Here's the deal with this course. This rough, Kikuyu rough, it's thick. They did, I told you, the soda can, beer can test. Guys putting it in the rough, you can't see the can. So if you're there and you're not a big hitter, you got to think about strong players too, or guys that hit fairways. You can't take guys that sprayed it, Gabe. That's why, you know, Jordan Spieth, if he wins this tournament, he's going to have to hit fairways and be consistent. But here's the deal. I like a lot of these players that have showed before. I actually like a lot of like local talent. As we talked about, Scheifele went to San Diego State, Torrey Pines. He's played this course, also working on it early. He's been knocking on the door. Koepka's my top pick. Brooks Koepka at 18-1 on FanDuel. Take a look at these last three U.S. Opens, people. This is all you need to know. Second, first, first. Yes, let's repeat. Second, first, first. He just shows up there. I told you he could have beat Phil.
worst putting day of his life. And I'll give Phil credit, too. He didn't gag in that tournament. So we look for a little bit of value. Koepka and Scheifele are my two favorite guys with chalk. Then we go to, I told you, Will Zalatoris, I think, actually has the type of game. We'll give him a shot. I'm not going to go as hard. Those other two guys are going to be the higher bet players. Zalatoris, 41-1. He looks good to me. Webb Simpson is way under the radar at 55-1. He has a perfect game for U.S. Open. He's a plotter. He's taking time off with his family, but he's working on things. Don't worry about it. Pars are good in this type of tournament. Looking for two bombs. I'm going back to Higo. Garrett Higo got it done for me last week, and I'm going, maybe this kid's on a Tootsie Roll. Sometimes momentum sticks. He's 85-1, and I just like the kid. He beat down some of the world's best, like he embarrassed Dustin Johnson and those guys in the final round of the Palmetto last week. And Mark Leishman at 85-1 plays really, really well at Torrey Pines. Those are the guys that I'm looking at. First-round leaders, Gabe, we've talked about. Scheifele at 26-1, better than his original odds. Hovland at 34. And you know what? You actually thought about this one today, Gabe, and I'm betting it. I would not be shocked if Phil Mickelson for storylines at 65-1 as a first-round leader.
First-round leader, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm betting Phil Mickelson. Listen to these top 20s. Brooks Koepka is only minus 140 for a top 20. That's a huge play to me. Rory, minus 115. Now all pluses after this. Zalatoris, plus 145. Simpson, plus 175. We got guys, Paul Casey, plus 180. What about Scottie Scheffler? He might be a good top 20 play. He's a buck 55. And Leishman, plus 260. Other guys that I like, Harmon, 3-1. Higo is plus 260. Those are guys that I like at top 20 odds. Matchups. If you like juice, you don't mind, Rom will beat Spieth. He's minus 176. It's a little bit high, but I'm not going to say it's a lock, but about as close to one as you can get. I also like Morikawa, minus 125 over Spieth. I like Zalatoris as a dog, plus 130 against Patrick Reed. Rory, minus 125 over Cantlay. And Koepka as a dog to Bryson DeChambeau. It's crazy. Koepka's got... That, you know, I don't know why people, Bryson DeChambeau can do well, but I'll take Koepka, Gabe. And I found some other ones too. Unbelievable stuff. I found a matchup. I thought it was a mistake. Brooks Koepka over Jordan Spieth at minus 120. You guys can shop around. You got different things. I thought it was a misprint, so I just absolutely smashed it. If you can find that matchup. And on FanDuel, there's an odds boost. Zalatoris, Kokrak, and Morikawa to make cut. It goes from plus 135 to 250. I think all three will make the cut in that tournament. So those are guys that I like right now. Those are the matchups, the top 20s. That's what's in the bag. I think it's going to be a great tournament. And by the way, you got to take guys with strong mental game. Brooks Koepka, guys who won't be rattled taking bogeys. Sometimes a bogey will be good in this tournament. You just can't take doubles and triples and take yourself out. Hate to say it, Gabe. You know who else is going to play well? Dustin Johnson. But his putting's really, really bad right now. Like, obviously, the cream's going to rise to the top. But out of all the guys, if you told me you have one pick, I'm going with Brooks Koepka. That's my pick.
Brooksy! Babano's golf guy, the mysterious golf source.
He did well last week. You know what? I'll give Babano's golf guy credit for Hudson Swafford, David Lipsky. He had some real big pooches last week, and he had a good picks, Babano. If you take these guys top 20, he made a lot of money last week.
What do you got, Babano?
Yeah, he's actually got a bunch of guys Cam didn't mention. Patrick Reed, 30-1. Ty Hatton, 40-1. Jason Kokrak, 70-1. Adam Scott, 80-1. Yeah, Brian Harmon is the one you did mention, Cam, 125-1. There's some props that he's interested in. He thinks Taylor Pendrith could be a scary long shot here at a big price. Yeah, and liking him in a couple three balls. First round leader, Morikawa. Charlie Hoffman, 80-1. Ryan Palmer, addicted to golf, 90-1. Kevin Streelman, 80-1. Jonathan Vegas, first round leader, 150-1. Jimmy Walker, top 40 finish. Eduardo Molinari, top 40 finish. Some prop for top rest of the world golfer. Louis Oosthuizen, Louis Louis. Whoa, we got to go. Louis Oosthuizen, 10-1. Taylor Pendrith, top rest of the world, 125-1. Top Irishman is down to either Shane Lowry or Rory McIlroy. It's basically a head-to-head, and he likes Shane Lowry, the Irish bear, plus 150 there. So there you go.
Babano's golf guy.
he fires a lot of bullets. I also found another one. Phil Mickelson to make the cut is only minus 126. I got to think Phil's going to make the cut. Like, we talked about the career Grand Slam. It's just one of those things. Phil's either going to go up in flames or he's going to be there early in this golf tournament. Like, Phil Mickelson's on a mission right now. He's playing with house money. He could be dangerous. I'm actually going to sprinkle a few bucks on Phil just for the historical aspect, Gabe. But he could be dangerous if he doesn't get crazy and start trying to do too many flop shots and whatever. If he sticks to the plan, he could play well.
It's a career grand slam for him. He's won all the other majors.
Correct.
Unbelievable. So he's coming off the last PGA Championship win at 50 years old. And like I said, he knows Torrey Pines. He lives there. I don't know, I'm sure he's got houses everywhere, but I know it was one of his main residences in the past. That first round leader is attractive, like just because he is kind of hot right now. So let's get first round leader here. First leader after the first round. John Rahm 18-1, Brooks Koepka 22, Bryson 28, DJ 26, Xander. I'm going to take a shot with Xander too.
Xander does
often start off well, doesn't he, Cam?
I agree.
He's capable of playing good first. Like Sundays are his problem. Saturdays and Sundays, Thursdays and Fridays, he's great.
If you're going to take a bomb, like kind of Babano, I agree with Babano's golf guy and Harmon, but these are three guys that I like if you just want to, you know, get good value.
Victor
on guys.
Victor Hovland, another one.
Yes.
34-1.
Scheifele, 26, Hovland, 34, and Phil. Those are the three guys I'm going to take and a little sprinkle on Harmon. But those are the guys I like for first-round leader.
All right, Phil Mickelson. What's Phil Mickelson?
I think he's 60-1. He was 65.
Wow. Yeah. He's 60-1. Man, some big numbers. I want to believe that. You can't make this up, guys. Like, you can. It's the definition. I tweeted. I said, day late, dollar short, but it's not true. I'll give credit to Joey Odessa. Joey's there's so day late, dollar short, which I've used my entire life. I've known that one. But Joey's got a good one. Early for the funeral, late for the wedding, Cam and Babana,
yes.
Which is a great one.
I like that, too. Yeah.
Early for the funeral, late for the wedding, and that's exactly what I was. You can't make this up. Last night, guys, or two nights ago, sorry, in game one, I bet Joel Armia to score the first goal of the game.
So did I. I tweeted it out. Unbelievable. I know.
Tonight
I'm so mad at myself.
It happened tonight instead of.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
That fourth line. Remember I took, I said, Perry. Well, the other night, Babana, we talked about it. We said Perry and Armia, one of these two guys are going to crash the net. They're going to get the first goal of the game. That was the other night, 23-1 and 28-1. I didn't do it tonight, guys. And
neither did I. I forgot about it. When Armia scored, I almost like my jaw hit the floor. I'm like, you idiot.
You always come back to what you're doing.
No, and you don't understand, Babano. Ask Gabe. I went pretty like hard on that. Like it would have been like $600-700. Like it would have been a real nice score, man. Like I would have been in really good shape with tons of money heading into this U.S. Open. But that's the lesson, Gabe. You got to do it again. I know it's going to hurt. It's like buying a lottery ticket. Sure. You know what I mean? Like
if you lose one day with something, come right back to it the next day. Don't be scared. Yep.
You got to come back to it. But anyway, I totally forgot about it, too.
Yeah, man, like whatever. All right. More with the panel.
I'll stick around to the last couple of
the Rich and Reddit camps.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yeah. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Bon appétit. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night anger management class. It's a 3-minute warning. Level one, the quickest 180 minutes of sports talk radio. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down Sirius XM channel 204. I got to say, the only thing that sucks harder than the Utah nightlife are their basketball team. What? Like, really? But you guys are, like, really, man. I'm telling you now. So it looks like it's a process of elimination, guys. The Clippers might be able to beat the gutless Utah Jazz without Kawhi Leonard. They won't be able to beat Phoenix. Chris Paul is going to be back. And Philadelphia are chokers. Milwaukee are chokers. Atlanta are good. And we talked about them at 55-1 tonight. But they're not going to beat Brooklyn. Brooklyn would – Kevin Durant will beat Atlanta by himself. So, in other words, we're looking at a Brooklyn, Brooklyn-Phoenix. I'm telling you, Brooklyn-Phoenix. We'll get to this after. And just for the record, I want to, we'll wrap up with the golf here. Great having Cam here, but Banner's going to hang around as well. So, Cam, let's play a little Price is Right right now.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal, clam chowder style. Hey, don't drink all. Where's my Pepsi?
I didn't like Ronaldo today with the Coke and Heineken. Those are
he looked disgusted. Oh, no,
he was disgusted.
At it,
he's like, this Coca Cola is made with corn syrup. You
get
idiots don't know what you're putting in your body. Yeah, I know.
You
know,
how dare you bring this filth in front of me? That's what it looked like when he was looking at it.
Yeah. He's in good shape. He doesn't drink cola.
He busted out. Yeah, and he not only that, but he said drink water, not Coca-Cola.
Yep.
But he said it in disgust, right?
He said agua.
He hold up water. He said agua, no Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Agua. The stock went down $4 billion.
Wow.
Imagine the power. $4 billion.
If he wasn't Ronaldo, they'd have like a lesser man clipped for type of activity.
Yeah, he'd be right now. You're right. That's the old van pulls up and they throw you in the back and they're like, you have to do anything like that again. Your family will miss it. You just cost $4 billion with your gesture of moving the bottle, bro.
It's true. It's true, man.
Yeah. Insane stuff. $4 billion. All right. Hang in here, Cam. We'll get you out of here in like 5 minutes. More with Ben on Cam. We'll get final picks from Cam.
You're listening to the home of the winning end.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.